Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Each and every Thursday, we take a look at the Giants' upcoming game. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. It feels like forever since we've done this.
Oh, well, two things. One is, I was actually fearing that I would have to talk today, but given the other panelists who've been on hiatus for years, I don't have to say a word. The second thing is, I was listening to our dear friend Archie Manning on the radio this week, and he said the worst thing about losing that first game, out of all the things you could focus in on, is the 10-day period where you get a chance to do something before you get a chance to do something about it. So it has been forever.
They'll have their opportunity on Sunday when they host the Tampa Bay Bucks. Well, you mentioned
We
welcome back some long-lost friends, and we welcome back Fooch.
Bobby, always a pleasure to be on with two of the greats in this business, Mike Garofalo and yourself. It's a pleasure. And Patrick, that bridge that you guys are building, it looks a little rusty to me right now. You might want to go back over the plans.
We got some more work to do on
that bridge. That bridge is bridge too far
They got to get the primer on. Mike Garofalo of USA Today is back on the show. Welcome back, Mike.
I feel like I should have ridden
in liberated.
On an elephant here. And just,
you did. Know, you rode in on Fucci's shoulder.
Oh. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted like 6 years ago by certain conflicts of interest,
both of us.
Let me tell you something. This Coughlin guy, you should keep him around. As I was saying, he is elite, that quarterback.
He's got something.
Wow.
Look at that.
That was a little throwback.
He's been waiting a long time. Well, this team, obviously, as Pat mentioned, 10 days to sort of regroup. What was your takeaway from the Dallas game and some of the areas that have you concerned about this team?
Well, they definitely, you have to admit, look out of sync right now. It looks like, I don't know if that training camp, lack of hitting. I mean, let's face it, up in Albany, the only thing that was physical around there was the line that the fans took to get Hanlon's autograph. There was nothing going on up there. They were like pillow fighting. I think maybe that, you know, they just weren't physical up front.
It was a weird game. It just had a weird feel to it. It just, to me, I said it felt more like the preseason than the preseason did. Just stuff was out of sync. You know, it wasn't really a scheme issue. It was just kind of guys just not making plays. And I mean, look, the Cowboys definitely wanted this one.
And
you know,
Tony Romo was brilliant.
Tony Romo was brilliant. A lot of audibles and stuff like that.
More times than not, Tony Romo is brilliant, despite...
Last year, he was 0-2 against the Giants.
And they sacked him six times.
Yes. But he had a completion percentage of 75% with six touchdowns, one interception, and he averaged 310 yards a game. He wasn't exactly the reason why the Cowboys were 0-2 against
but
the Giants.
But you focus
last
on
year.
The same stuff, the throw to Miles Austin that he didn't make at the end of the game, which could have put that game away, and everything is completely different.
Everything,
that
the Ogletree was wide open. But here's the thing. Your guy said it best, Antrell Roll. You're a little bit comfortable. Too comfortable back there.
I think there
was. And that's a negative with all your pass rushers. That's a negative.
Listen, we saw our pass rush in the first two possessions of the Cowboys, right? We defended the Cowboys their first two possessions the way you're supposed to. And then it went away.
Did you wear down?
Right? No, we didn't wear down.
Okay. Pierre Paul,
for four quarters, gave it everything he had.
Yeah.
No, what we didn't do is what the other word that, you know, when focusing
finish?
On words.
Finish.
Execute. Mm. We did not execute.
Yeah, execute.
We lost containment on the pass rush.
Well, listen,
you're supposed to have somebody outside to keep Tony Romo inside.
Wait a minute.
And we're going inside, and he's sliding outside.
He slid. It was a nice little play by him on that little double move.
As Bobby knows better than anybody, the lack of a running game and not scoring on the one-yard line kind of changed the momentum of that game a little bit after that interception by Bowling.
Yes, and they were not physical on that offensive line. I think a lot of those guys are going to have a wake-up call. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're not looking forward yet, but I think a lot of those guys are going to have a wake-up call.
I'd rather look
forward. I didn't see it the other night. I think it needs to happen.
Well, just to go back to the defense, I think the point that you made when you put the coach's tape on,
that's
there was some undisciplined play by guys that you expected to play more disciplined.
Corey Webster.
Well, just in the front.
Front. Oh, okay. We're talking
about the front. They were making it easy for Romo to break the contain by maybe a little freelancing or some of the things that they were doing. Correctable. Corey Webster, correctable. He's not going to play that poorly again.
That as Tom said, that's not Corey Webster.
The question is, who's playing opposite Corey Webster?
Hopefully it's the Prince.
Well, that's what you got to hope for. That he's going to come back. You know, we saw a lot of progression in him. In training camp. He was making some plays. He was being more aggressive. In the preseason, he was showing a little mental bounce back when he was making errors. I still have a lot of hope that he's going to be a good player.
And Cole wasn't that bad.
No.
Cole made
the
fine.
He made the play in the end zone with the strained hamstring. He was strained the play before.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break.
We are.
We do?
We have to take a break.
On the internet?
On the internet?
Yeah, because people's bandwidth. They got, you know, yeah. They wow. Got to, we're going to take a break.
Must be a PSA from Hanlon.
When we come back, we're going to focus in on the offense. And like Fuchs mentioned, not scoring from the one. Plus, every week we're going to take your questions via Twitter at Giants, hashtag chat. So we'll be right back with more of Giants Online after this.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Team
first. Team last.
Team
always.
Back on Giants Online, Bob Papa, Pat Hanlon, Fuchs, Mike Garofalo. All right, so we've talked about some of the Giants' defensive problems. Offensively, you mentioned not being able to score at the one. I agree with you. That was like a moral victory for the Cowboys, holding the Giants to three.
Kind of took some air out of the blue. I mean, Boley, you know, should have got in, but, you know, obviously it was a great play for the Cowboys to keep him out. But you just thought that they would be able to push the Cowboys around, get it in, Giants football, and it was deflating. But the problem that I have is this whole offensive line thing. Maybe I'm not the brightest guy in the world, let's face it.
We know.
But you got your left tackle playing right tackle. You got your career-long right tackle playing left tackle. I mean, it's just the cohesion up front in this offensive line. They right now, they're not all on the same page,
well,
I don't think.
But if you get Will Beatty back, that's your guy.
Do you remember last year,
David Deal saying in the preseason, if I'm going to play left tackle, I want snaps at left tackle. You do remember that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
So if he's going to play right tackle, why would you move him to left tackle and keep bouncing him back and forth? There's something to be said for continuity of where you're playing
because
and practicing.
Because I have no confidence in Mr. Beatty. That's
listen,
all.
And if
that's
there
a different
were,
story.
If there were major issues with the construction of that offensive line in the preseason, you can best believe that there would have been changes made then. Now, having said that, I think each one of those guys up front would admit that they didn't play very well in that game. And it all goes back to what we said earlier. It all goes back on both sides of the ball to being physical.
Yes.
And what we always talk about around here, and I know it sounds like a cliche,